The Doomed Lovers Just Keep On Coming from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. More ballet is coming your way with Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake next. Jim Cunningham here with Love Potion No. 9. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio has Tchaikovsky's Suite from Swan Lake, Opus 20. Tchaikovsky actually created a family ballet for his sister Alexandra's children in the summer of 1871. That's where he took the title of the ballet Swan Lake. The ballet tells the story of the cursed Odette, the Swan Queen, and the prince she falls in love with. It's based on German legend and Russian folktales. I won't spoil the ending. Okay, maybe I will. Like Prokofiev's imagined happy ending for Romeo and Juliet, some productions of Swan Lake end happily ever after. Most often, it's a tragic final curtain. There are good witches and bad witches, white swans and black. Princess Odette, the white swan, is the lead ballerina. Von Rothbart is an interesting case, the antagonist who appears as a human and as an owl in two acts. Von Rothbart's daughter, Odile, is danced by the same ballerina. That's how you can have the scene in which Odile, disguised as Odette, tricks Prince Siegfried into being unfaithful. If you follow the action all the way to Act 4, Siegfried chooses to die alongside Odette, and they leap into the lake. This breaks von Rothbart's spell over the Swan Maidens, causing him to lose his power over them. He dies. In an apotheosis, the Swan Maidens watch as Siegfried and Odette ascend into the heavens together, forever united in love. If you forget the storyline, Tchaikovsky sure can write a great pas de deux and a terrific waltz. Maestro Hanek has his own take on waltzes and the Swan Lake suite itself.
I put my own suite together. There will definitely be the main theme, the opening, there will be the fest dances, there will be, of course, everybody has a waltz, and it has to be also waltz, but it will be also the drama on the end, the really great finale.
Manfred Honeck about to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The suites in this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast are unique to Manfred Honeck. Both Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev, who we heard earlier, put together collections of music from the ballets, but they were just great moments. Here, Maestro Honeck is trying to tell the story and follow a narrative line. Many conductors put together their own suites, but these two are more extensive than most. Here is Tchaikovsky's Suite from Swan Lake, Opus 20, performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with their music director, Manfred Honeck, conducting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Suite from Swan Lake, Opus 20 by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. Just before the finale, we heard the Spanish dance, the dance of the swans, the Hungarian dance, the Neapolitan dance, the dance for six, waltz and pas de deux, the entrance and waltz of the special guests, and we began with the dance with the goblets. We heard principal trumpet George Vosburgh in at least three solo moments from the Tchaikovsky suite. Principal flute Lorna McGee was heard as well in one of those spontaneous audience reactions for the Friday evening performance of this concert, which was also heard at West Virginia University's Creative Arts Center in the Lyle Clay Concert Hall. Lorna McGee's Tchaikovsky solo brought an audible comment, "Wow," from an audience member. The music for Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake was first heard on March 4, 1877. At the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow. Former music director Victor Herbert conducted the Pittsburgh premiere on March 6, 1903 at Carnegie Music Hall in Pittsburgh. Manfred Honeck is picking up a microphone on the podium. It appears the maestro will speak.
Thank you so much, Levin. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful audience. If you don't mind, sit down. And before you go out to the cold atmosphere, at every concert, your applause inspires our playing and warms our heart. In return, we want to give you now a special gift. We want to play for you the galop of Cacciatorian's Masquerade. This is an encore we play regularly on the tours. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
an encore from Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard Aram Khachaturian's Gallop from his ballet suite Masquerade. The principal clarinet of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Michael Ruzanek, improvised a cadenza in the middle, referencing this all-Russian program with a bit of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake and Stravinsky's Firebird. Igor Stravinsky greatly admired Tchaikovsky's music. Stravinsky provided the bridge from the 19th to the 20th century of great ballet writing. Our all-Russian ballet program began with Prokofiev's Suite from Romeo and Juliet, featuring actors from Carnegie Mellon University, Caroline Puta and Nicholas Sachs. We also heard Tchaikovsky's Suite from Swan Lake, Opus 20. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony Blue Paper Binoculars. Everything is free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Script writing for this program was by Carnegie Mellon University's Katie Russell. Katie is a student of Pittsburgh Symphony Clarinet and 50-year veteran of the orchestra, Thomas Thompson. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.